Howdy, cloud economist Corey Quinn here. I like to talk a fair bit about security. The problem is that security doesn't like to talk to people like me, namely folks who don't have the word security featuring prominently in our job descriptions. It turns out that I'm probably not the only person who feels this way, so I've enlisted the help of a longtime friend and now colleague of mine, Jesse Trucks. Jesse, let's talk about meanwhile and security.
Thank you, Corey. As you know, I've talked about for years, the security industry loves to use lots of buzzwords and be inclusive of themselves and exclusive of everybody else. And this is something that's been evolving and changing over time, but it's still really hard to understand because it is very, very complex in some ways. It doesn't have to be. Security is not that hard. But there's so much of it because it changes every day. It's an arms race. And I want to help people understand what they need to know, really need to know, for what they do in their work.
It became pretty clear that there needed to be some story around security. And A, it needed to be a lot more inclusive than it had been. And B, I was clearly not the person to write it. So who are you? And what makes you qualified to explain security to the rest of us?
So I've been doing security in a variety of ways and places, as well as IT operations, security operations, both for over 20 years. And I've supported a variety of customers of all sizes and shapes, from Fortune 5s to federal government agencies to state and local. I've worked for vendors, managed service providers, and I've supported as sort of a pseudo consultant at my primary job. Also, I know how to translate what the security things are and into what business needs are. I can help solve business problems with technology, and I can do that and translate that language from security speak into IT speak and into business speak and anything in between.
And thus launches Meanwhile in Security. The newsletter right now lives at meanwhileinsecurity.com, and the podcast lives right here where you're listening to it weekly on Thursdays.